Good morning. It's not the usual start because the choir is in the congregation, and we have some special guests here, the Shining Waters Choir and Shining Lights Choir, from Halifax, who will be up later on special music. So welcome to everybody. This is our Pride service that we've had. This is the second one. We had one last year, and this ends Pride Week, and this is when, now that we're an affirming church, we celebrate every year on this particular Sunday. I want to welcome everybody, and people have asked me to read it again. The welcome that I read, I don't know, maybe a month ago or so, there was a request for that, and because we have some guests here. So the service will be run by the Affirming Committee. They're going to take parts, and they chose the hymns. So would you just follow along? So welcome to Cole Harbour Woodside United. We extend a special welcome to those who are single, married, divorced, widowed, straight, gay, confused, well-heeled, or down at the heel. We especially welcome wailing babies and excited toddlers. We welcome you whether you can sing like Pavarotti or just growl quietly to yourself. You're welcome here if you're just browsing, just woken up, or just got out of prison. We don't care if you're more Christian than the moderator of the United Church of Canada or haven't been to church since Christmas 10 years ago. We extend a special welcome to those who are over 60 but not grown up yet, and to teenagers who are growing up too fast. We welcome Keep Fit Moms, Hockey Dads, Starving Artists, Tree Huggers, Latte Sippers, Vegetarians, Junk Food Eaters. We welcome those who are in recovery or still addicted. We welcome you if you're having problems or down in the dumps or don't like organized religion. We're not keen on it either. We offer a welcome to those who think the earth is flat, work too hard, don't work, can't spell, or are here because Granny is visiting and wanted to come to the old kirk. We welcome those who are inked, pierced, both, or neither. We offer a special welcome to those who could use a prayer right now, had religion shoved down their throats as kids, or got lost on the Armdale roundabout and wound up here by mistake. We welcome pilgrims, tourists, seekers, doubters, and you. Please sign the guest book when you leave, on the way out. And once again, welcome.
Good morning. I'm Reverend Michael Mugford, and I'm in ministry here at Cole Harbour Woodside United Church, and I'm pleased to be able to be a part of this service this morning. As part of our ministry of inclusion, we have been seeking to learn the ways of right relations with Indigenous communities in our area, and so we begin our worship service with an acknowledgement of place, and so I invite you to follow along either in your bulletin or on the screens, and please respond with the bold type. As we gather in this place, we remember with gratitude that we live and worship on lands that are, by law, the unceded territory of the Wabanaki peoples, predominantly the lands of the Mi'kmaq, Maliseet, and Passamaquoddy. And we acknowledge the Mi'kmaq people and their stewardship of this land throughout the ages. Cole Harbour Woodside United Church is a safe place for all people to worship, regardless of gender identity, race, creed, age, ability, cultural background, or sexual orientation.
Good morning. The call to gather. Gather us in the lost and the lonely, the broken and breaking, the tired and aching, who long for nourishment held in your hands.
Gather us in.
The done and the doting, the wishing and wondering, the puzzled and pondering, who long for the company held in your hands.
Gather us in.
The proud and pretentious, the sure and superior, the never inferior, who long for the leveling held in your hands.
Gather us in.
The bright and the bustling, the stirrers, the shakers, the kind laughter makers, who long for the deeper joys held in your hands.
Gather us in.
From corner or limelight, from mason and campsite, from fears and obsessions, from tears and depression, from untold access, from treasured successes, to meet, to greet, to be given a seat, be joined to the vine by offered new wine. Be offered new wine. Become like the least to be found at the feast.
Yes.
Go break into our lives again.
And use
gifts without us to transform the world once more. Amen.
Good morning. I'm going to ask that you join me with the bolded text for our pride affirmation. We believe that we are more than children of the holy. We believe that we are more than clay. We believe that we are more than flesh, flesh that is warm and sweaty, soft and hard. In us is embodied the soul of the divine, calling us to love, embrace, and share the kiss of peace, statements of love. Jesus was flesh, but more than flesh. He was the universal Word incarnate, animated by the holy and responding to the needs around. We are animated with holy. We are animated by the desire and attraction. We are animated by holy love. When we touch, it is more than desire. It is the longing for affirming the other, affirming one another, affirming ourselves. We are more than pride. We are called to be our authentic selves, flesh that is warm and sweaty, soft and hard, for we are animated by holy desire.
The first hymn is "You Are My Body." It'll be up on the screen for people that are new. So you don't have to get the books. You can see the words up there. And in 200 and more voices.
Thank you.
The next hymn is In Voices United, Praise Our Maker. Once again, it'll be up on the screen.
I'll be reading from Luke 10, verses 25 to 28. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this, and you will live." And now, Luke 10, verses 29 to 37. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. When he put the man on his own donkey and brought him to an inn and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise."
I want to introduce the Shining Lights Choir, maybe while they're working their way up. They're going to come up front and sit in where the choir sits, and they're going to perform 3 songs for us under the direction of Vladimir Sitnikov, who is the choir director. This choir has been going for a little over 20 years and is sponsored by an agency in Halifax, and have performed a lot of churches, concert halls, been on TV, and are pretty well known. I saw them about 5 or 6 years ago at the community college, the Waterfront campus. So one of them is going to do some introduction. I don't know which one, Vladimir, but okay. Come on up. You're not going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
You go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry. While you guys are up here, while you're getting up, I forgot the children's time. Sorry about that, Janice. I got ahead of myself. We have 2 children.
Hey, where's our 3rd child? Okay. Come on up, girls.
So today we're going to have a little story that's one of the favorites in our house. It's called Heather Has Two Mommies. So normally we have to switch this to Liv Has Two Mommies and switch every character in the book to be related to our family. But Liv has agreed that today we'll just read the story as is. So this is a story about all sorts of different families. Heather lives in a little house with a big apple tree in the front yard and lots of tall grass in the backyard. Heather's favorite number is 2. She has 2 arms, 2 legs, 2 eyes, 2 ears, 2 hands, and 2 feet. Heather has 2 pets, a ginger-colored cat named Ginger Snap and a big black dog named Midnight. Heather also has 2 mommies, Mama Jane and Mama Kate. Mama Kate is a doctor. She has 2 stethoscopes so she and Heather can listen to each other's heartbeats. Mama Jane is a carpenter. She has 2 hammers so she and Heather can build things together. Heather and her mommies have lots of fun together. On sunny days, they go to the park. On rainy days, they stay inside and bake cookies. Heather likes to eat 2 ginger snaps and drink a big glass of milk. How many ginger snaps do you like, Livy? 2. How about you? Do you like ginger snaps? 2. Do you like ginger snaps? They're pretty yummy. One day, Mama Kate and Mama Jane tell Heather that they have a surprise for her. "You're going to start school next week," Mama Kate says. "There'll be lots of other kids to play with and a teacher named Miss Molly," adds Mama Jane. "Can Midnight and Ginger Snap come too?" asks Heather. "No, they have to stay home," Mama Jane says. "But you can bring 2 special things with you," says Mama Kate. Heather chooses her favorite blue blanket to rest with at nap time and her favorite red cup to drink out of it at snack time. Soon the big day arrives and Mama Kate and Mama Jane take Heather to her new school. There are so many things to play with. Heather sees building blocks, dress-up clothes, crayons, and paint. Heather also sees a big round table for snack time and a quiet, cozy corner for nap time. When Mama Jane and Mama Kate talk to Miss Molly, Heather puts 2 puzzles together all by herself. Soon it's time for Mama Jane and Mama Kate to leave. They kiss Heather goodbye and Heather cries, but only a little. Did you guys cry your first day of school? No, Livy didn't either. She ran right in. Didn't even look back at your 2 mommies, did you? Heather has lots of fun at her new school. She builds a tower out of building blocks and dresses up like a firefighter. She drinks apple juice out of her favorite red cup at snack time and rests in the quiet corner with her favorite blue blanket at nap time. Where's Heather? There's Heather with her 2 purple cowboy boots. Who's that? Lots of kids. After nap time, all the children sit in a circle while Miss Molly reads them a story about a boy whose father is a veterinarian. "Who knows what a veterinarian is?" asks Miss Molly. "I do. My mommy is a veterinarian," Juan says. "A veterinarian is an animal doctor." "My daddy is a people doctor," shouts David. "My mommy is a people doctor too," Heather shouts even louder. "What does your daddy do?" David asks Heather. "I don't have a daddy," Heather says. She looks around the circle and wonders, "Am I the only one here who doesn't have a daddy?" "I have an idea," Miss Molly says. "Let's all draw pictures of our families." Juan draws his mummy, daddy, and big brother Carlos. Miriam draws her mummy and her sister Rachel playing in the park. Stacy draws her daddy and her papa reading her stories. Joshua hangs up the picture he drew of his mommy and stepfather dropping him off at his daddy's house. Emily tapes up the picture she drew of her grandma and their 2 puppies, Emmett and Charlie. David straightens out the picture he drew of his mommy and of the day his mommy and daddy brought his new sister Veronica home. Miss Molly looks at all the pictures. It doesn't matter how many mommies or how many daddies your family has, Miss Molly says. It doesn't matter if your family has sisters or brothers or cousins or grandmas or grandpas or aunts or uncles. Each family is special. The most important thing about a family is that all the people in it love each other. Soon, Heather's first day of school is over. When Mama Kate and Mama Jane arrive to pick her up, Heather shows them all the pictures. Is that me? Mama Kate asks, pointing to Heather's picture. And is that me? Mama Jane asks, pointing to. This is the mommy I love the best, Heather says, pointing to her picture. And this is the mommy I love the best, Heather says, pointing again. Mama Kate and Mama Jane laugh as Heather gives each of them two kisses. Then she takes their hands and they all head home. The end. So what do you guys like best about your family? How many people? Are there lots of people in your family? Yeah? And does everybody love each other? And is that what makes your family special? Yeah. What about you, Bean? What do you like best about your family? Yeah. Mommies? Yeah, you're going to be shy. Well, that's the important thing that we have to remember. Everybody, as long as you love each other, you're family. Just like this whole congregation is our big extended family, right? All right. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Can you hear me okay? I'll tell you a little about the Shining Lights Choir. Brian Anderson started it, but he went to Montreal and he seen the singers on the street. He said, gee, that looks good. I'll try that back here. He came back to Halifax and they had an old blue house on Gary Street. He started the choir in 1997. And we've been going ever since. Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, everybody loves it and we all love each other. We get along at times, don't we? No, I've been in the choir for about 3 years now. I love it. And it's a lot of fun, you know. But no matter, I know it's changed up a minute, no matter who you are or what you are, we're all the same. Come join the choir if you like. Don't matter if you're black, white, whatever. We all bleed the same blood, you know. So we all got to love one another. There's a lot of adversity in the world, and we got to try to figure out how we're going to handle that and fix it. So I hope you like our songs, and I'll sit down now. Thank you.
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I just want to say a couple words. My name is Vladimir. I've been director of the Shining Lights Choir for the last 3 years. And that's a great pleasure and honor to be working with this amazing group of people. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for inviting us. It's a pleasure to be here, and we'll hope that we'll see you again at a certain point. We will do one more song for you, and this is a very famous Country Roads tune, but it's a special arrangement, and Phil's going to introduce the song. Phil's going to take a couple.
Gee, long time no see. Hi again. This Country Roads is not the regular version. I tweaked it. So I hope you like it, and you can join in if you like. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any announcements anybody has? Hard to make an announcement after that, isn't it? So we're on to the offering. Michael is up again.
me, folks, in prayers of the faithful. Dearest Lord, in our times of need, grant us the presence of those who are in solidarity with us. In our moments of marginality, grant us the ability to act boldly on our own behalves. In our commitment to human liberation, grant us a spirit of sacrifice that will enable us to empower others to seek and find their own freedom in Christ Jesus. Amen. The next hymn will be Draw the Circle Wide, and again, the words will be on the monitors.
Jesus, like us, was a child of the divine.
Fully human, fully incarnate.
He was fashioned by your hand in flesh,
and we believe that our sexuality is part of your plan for us.
We are all sexual beings,
that our sexuality comes from a deep and fuller understanding of who we are as your children.
Let us celebrate who all of us are. For we are all children of the divine.
So before we leave, there's a cake out in the narthex celebrating Pride, and everybody's invited. Please join us. There's lemonade, and everybody will want to get a chance to meet you folks. Okay? And once again, thank you. So the last hymn is Peace Be With You. And then we'll see you out in the narthex. Is that good? Perfect. Okay, thank you.